You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State.
Bam, what is going on? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition, middle of the work week, May 12, 2021. This will focus here, going back to the gridiron in college football here in K-State for a few minutes here as the the odds for the conference championship, winning the conference championship next season, came out yesterday's there. And obviously, you probably would have guessed already that Texas and Oklahoma sit up there at the top of that list right there. Texas 11-4 odds there. They obviously lost Sam Ellinger there. And of course, returning for Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler, 5-7 odds right there. They were for number one, Texas was number two there. If you're looking for K-State, we'll get to them here very shortly. Iowa State next, 7-2. Oklahoma State, 10-1. TCU, 14-1. West Virginia, 22-1. And then there, here's where we find our Wildcats, led by, of course, the return of Spencer. Skylar Thompson, the return of QB1, who's going to be wearing number 7. Skylar Thompson, K-State, 28-1 odds there. But hey, they said, 7th there on the list here. Baylor, Texas Tech, and KKU, obviously, who hired a new head coach last week there. Long odds there. That point there, Baylor Tech, if you're wondering, curious, 51-1 odods. KU, 151 odds. Get them out of here. They're not going to win. They're not going to win the Big 12 title next year, obviously. So many issues with them. But K-State, though, circling back to our team. K-State Wildcats, 28-1 odds. There, they're going to get our, as we've been mentioning, through the dailies and the weekly editions of the podcast, obviously, which, by the way, that will be arranged here, I believe, or I think, the way that's shaking out now, we could be recording our next episode of the weekly edition next week. There, I have to go back and check that out, or my schedule out for that there. Of course, working around my co-host's schedule there, but pretty sure we're going to be good to go for that next week here. We'll see about that. I'm just thinking out loud. But anyways, 28-1 odds for Chris Klieman, Skylar Thompson and company there as they look to bounce back. This is a big year coming up for Chris Klieman. Obviously, Stanford, you'll probably book it. That's probably going to be the biggest game in the Chris Klieman regime to this point. I mean, there's so much going around that. The hype, Skylar Thompson, you got that. Can you bounce back? Obviously, you start off hot, undefeated, or at least one loss in there, somewhere in there. Man, it feels like it's been a while, but they started off 4-1, right? But you lose 5 in a row to cap off a season. It just can't happen. It just cannot happen. And Chris Klieman making the changes within the offensive coaching staff there, demoting. I heard this, getting caught up a little bit on the other Wildcat K-State podcast, the PowerCat podcast, shout out. Demoted Jason Rice. Says he's going to be on his last legs. He was with the receivers guys, and now he's with the fullbacks areas and tight ends. not tight ends, but the fullbacks and running backs, I believe, there. So, and Courtney Messingham, the offensive coordinator, is taking over the receivers. And they're just, obviously, you've heard my stance on the receiving core for really the last, 15 months since our podcast began. And I was high on them, and then everything just crumbled with transfers, obviously, Josh Youngblood, and then the inconsistency of Malik Knowles, the inconsistent Sebastian Taylor. I can just go on and on with that. So, in the defense, loses some key stars. Now, we got a key starter there, Jerron McPherson, back in the secondary. That's going to be huge for them, but they lost some key claws, including Drew Wiley, Elijah Sullivan, Justin Hughes, near in the middle. So that's going to be, somebody's going to have to step up there. But obviously, you got to go back to the offensive side there. Daniel Imadebebe, the transfer from USC. That's a huge upgrade there. I know, yes, I know Brian Moore was big last year before, but the non-existence there because of Skylar Thompson getting injured kind of hurt his ability to probably get drafted a little bit, but he still signed with a free agent. If you have not gone back to listen to the past weekly edition, please go ahead and do that, Wildcat Nation. But yeah, I mean, this is big. I mean, it's big year. Nevada also. I mean, everybody's looking at Stanford, and why not? Obviously, but Nevada coming to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to, I believe that's going to cap off the non-con there. That's going to be a big game. And so that's not a pushover game right there. That's 2-3. You're looking at obviously Stanford. You can get that game. Obviously, that could jumpstart something. But obviously, we don't even know the full intent roster, obviously, for this team. You got the offensive line coming back, obviously. So offensively, I mean, they can get it all together and all harmonized in one. They can do some damage this season, but it's just a lot of question marks and around the defensive side of the ball. So, but really questions on both sides, but we haven't figured out all that. Obviously, we don't even know the two deep yet for K-State. That's going to be a while until probably late summer as we get closing in on football. But yeah, with everything swinging back to quote-unquote, if you want to say normalcy, if you will, with fans in the stands, which is awesome. Obviously, baseball getting some of the teams getting back to full capacity there. So that's big on that part. And we haven't found out the initial announcement from Gene Taylor about Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We got 8 home games this year, which could play a big dividend there, which should be a big dividend there instead of going on a road a lot. So if you want to look at it that way, the schedule favors K-State, but we just don't know the productivity. I mean, we've said who's going to be there here and there, but I think the offense, I mean, that's kind of what I do know at this point about. There are a lot of big names that have returned there, and there's really no excuse. Obviously, Will Howard has experience. He's going to be the backup to Skylar Thompson there. So 28-1 odds to win the conference there. But hey, man, I mean, they have a chance to really make some noise this year if again they can avoid the injury bug. That's going to be the key there to that front. But this was a little long than expected. But hey, I mean, football, once baseball and track and field this weekend kind of wrap up here later on this month, everything's going to be shifted to focus onto that, and definitely we're going to be talking a lot more as the 2021 football season approaches, and we'll have those questions that I've kind of thrown out there here today on this podcast, Daily Edition of Triple P. Those will be answered in due time. Again, follow, make sure you download daily editions of the podcast. And don't forget, we will have another weekly edition. It might not be this week, but could be next week. Well, definitely will be next week. So squeeze that in here as well. But again, the Big 12 title odds came out yesterday, and K-State sits 7th there, 28-1 odds. Eddie Greer, another edition of Triple P in the books. Go catch. We'll catch you next time on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.